angels watching over me with smiles upon their face. 'Cause I have made it through this far in an unforgiving place. Sometimes it feels this hill's too steep for a girl like me to climb. But I must knock those thoughts right down. I'll do it in my own time. See, I don't care. I'm halfway there. On a road that leads me straight to who knows where. I tell you what I have found, that I'm no fool. I'm just upside down. Ain't got no cares, I ain't got no rules. I think I like living upside down.
Yay, Princess Clary. I'm so glad you auditioned. So many people are auditioning now.
Yay.
All right, Rochelle, why don't you go first?
Clary. Oh, that was kind of a weird place to be. Hi, Clary. Hi, Rochelle. That's how I imagine you responding. Hello, Rochelle. Oh, hello. Maybe you'll respond to me on Performant. I'll be like, hi, Clary. And you'll be like, hi, Rochelle, on Performant. Okay. I'm, like, really tired, so I'm in a really weird mood. I thoroughly enjoyed this. I mean, okay, it's really hard to critique Princess Clary because she just, like, sends in these things and you're like, wow, awesome job. I literally didn't take any notes because I just sat there listening to it and, like, enjoying it. Like, I didn't feel like there was anything I needed to take notes on. I thought, like, your transitions from, like, your chest voice to your head voice were smooth and sounded really pretty, and I just, like, really liked it, and I don't know.
Nice.
Did you guys have notes? Am I, like, weird?
My notes are, have no idea what song this is. Love the emotion. Very sassy. Great job. Woo! Happy face.
Yay! So I'm not alone.
Yeah, mine is blank also.
So great job.
Yeah, basically, you got no notes because you were...
Well, at the very, very, very beginning, for a second, I was like, wait, was that one note weird? But then I went back and listened to it. I was like, no.
It was fine. Yeah. I have no idea what song this is, so I had no idea what was going on.
I liked how, like, jazzy it was, you know? Mm-hmm. It was like, I don't know. It was a really cool... I want to know what the song is so I can...
Yeah. I want to hear this whole thing. I want to hear you sing this whole song.
Yeah. It was really like...
Do it.
It was really, like, snappy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Nice. I liked it. Good job.
Yeah. It was good.
Yay.
Okay, next up is Mr. Kitty.
Mr. Female Kitty, I think.
We hope.
Maybe.
Yes.
We'll see.
Okay.
I know I can't take one more step towards you. 'Cause all that's waiting is regret. And you don't know I'm not your ghost anymore. You lost the love I love the most. I learned to live half alive. Now you want me one more time. Who do you think you are? Running around leaving scars, collecting your jar of hearts, tearing love apart. You're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul. So don't come back for me. Who do you think you are?
Okay, guys, that was Mr. Kitty.
Yay.
Which is Mr. female, Kitty. Not a mister. but the name is Mr. Kitty. Yeah.
When I hear Mr. Kitty, I think of that little... Do you guys watch Avatar?
Yeah.
That little girl in that one episode who finds her doll and is like, Mrs. Pretty!
Yeah.
So when I see Mr. Kitty, I think of it like that.
Oh my god. I think we found a nickname.
Yay!
Oh, also, Fun fact, as soon as I wrote Kitty on my notes, my dog got up and moved away.
She was like, facts, cat. No.
I want no part of this.
Anyways.
Okay, Faded, why don't you go first?
Okay. So, Mr. Kitty / Mrs. Pretty. this was nice. I felt like... Why are you laughing at?
This was nice.
Don't make fun of me. It's rude.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Now I've lost my train of...
I was making fun with you.
Sure, Rochelle Euler. Okay. So anyways, Mr. Kitty, which confuses me. I'm just going to call you Kitty. Is that okay? Because the Mr. is throwing me off. Okay. So I felt like kind of how I did with Beaches in that, not in that it was like a horrible song choice, but that it was like... you were somewhat struggling for a lot of it, but like
super low.
It wasn't as big of a struggle for you, I don't think, as that earlier one. Mm-hmm. But still, I feel like it wasn't exactly right for your range. And so every once in a while I was like, oh, I can tell that's like hard for you to try and hold that note or like hit that note. And I think that really made you sacrifice a lot of, energy in this because I think you were focusing on trying to hit those hard notes. Also you had a lot of pops going on.
Yeah, I had that too.
And it was like, again, it's not like a big deal, but it is a little distracting. So just be careful of that. If you don't have a pop screen, you can just like get some old tights and a coat hanger and make your own pop screen. Yay! It's easy. And then you won't have those distracting like breath plosions going on. So yeah, I thought this was decent. It wasn't like my favorite of the night, but it wasn't like my least favorite either. So yeah.
I had the same notes. Some of your notes were a little bit iffy, like you weren't sure if that's the note you were supposed to go to. It was definitely too low for you in spots, which I think also, hurt you with your emotion. I do like your tone and your vibrato, but I think with more practice and polish, you definitely have something great working for you. what did you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I had a lot of the same notes that Faded had, like the puffs. I thought that some of the notes were shaky. Like, I think this is kind of a hard song to sing a cappella because there's a lot of like dips and changes in the melody and stuff like that. So I think that like singing to a backtrack would be easier on this song because it is kind of like a like a roller coastery song. The moment that I noticed it the most was on Who Do You Think You Are. The R was, like, really... felt really off to me. But then you kind of fixed yourself on the rest of them. I think you have a nice tone. And I think that you could have had a little bit more emotion on this, definitely. I feel like this is a really intense emotional song, and it's sung very emotionally. And I just, like, wish there had been a little bit more coming from this. So.
Yeah, I agree with the, like, this song is maybe not the best to sing a cappella. Cause,
I
like,
think it's hard.
Yeah, well, and also because, like, at the beginning and, like, after, like, the second line or something, there was, like, that pause where, like, you know there's supposed to be music. And so it felt a little awkward to me that there wasn't music. Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't slept in, like, a week, so I'm not making sense. But,
yeah. All right, let's get through this so you can sleep.
Yes, please.
Good job, Mr. Kitty.
Yay.
Yay, Kitty.
All right, next is Bright Disaster.
And Bright Last Disaster. For the Night.
Last for the Night.
He sent us an emoticon. I have to look at it. Hold
on.
It's a GIF. It's a GIF.
Because it's a how do you, gift.
Is it a, do people say gift?
Or is it like, yeah, people say, it's like JPEG. Like, people say GIF and JPEG, I think.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. So I'm not weird.
I just say picture.
Oh, I thought it was going to be moving. GIFs are a lot of times moving. It's not.
Okay, well, we should go on the brain disaster.
Okay.
Black dress with the tights underneath. I've got the breath of a last cigarette on my teeth. And she's an actress.
Actress.
But she ain't got no need. She's got money from her parents in a trust fund back east. Tongues. Always pressed to your cheeks. Well, my tongue is on the inside of some other girl's teeth. You tell your boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
If he says he's got beef. That I'm a vegetarian and I ain't f***ing scared of him. She wants to love me, whoa. She wants to love me, whoa. She'll never leave me, whoa. Whoa, oh, oh. Don't trust a hoe. Never trust a hoe. Won't trust the hoe. Won't trust me. She wants to touch me, whoa. She wants to love me, whoa. She'll never leave me, whoa. Whoa, oh, oh. Don't trust a hoe. Never trust a hoe. Won't trust the hoe, won't trust me.
All right, that was Bright Disaster, guys. Whose turn is it to go first? It doesn't matter.
It's you.
Yeah, I think it's your turn.
We went back around because I think this is the seventh, so yeah, it's you.
No, okay. Wait, I went first. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay. Me? All right. Bright Disaster. It kind of sounded like your nose was plugged the whole time. I thought for your voice, you picked a good song, but at the same time, it sounded like you were more talking in rhythm than really singing. The only singing parts I heard really was the whoa parts. So it was really kind of hard to judge this. I thought your layering was a little bit strange. Sometimes one of them came in really suddenly and kind of startled me. And
scary.
Yeah, the mixing was kind of weird.
The one that scared you?
Actress, probably, and then yeah. Also boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It scared me a lot.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure what to say. Guys, help me.
Right, you do this thing where you don't, like, enunciate when you sing. Like, you get very... It sounds like you have a lot of spit in your mouth. Like, it sounds like you're like, blah, 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 like, don't trust me. Like, it sounds like everything kind of slurs into itself because I don't know how else to describe this besides that way that I just did. I think that I got really bored by your energy on this because, like, all your, she wants to touch me, whoa, like, they were all the same. Like, it felt very repetitive. And you kind of struggled with the woo, 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 woo. Like, your oohs were weird. Like, it sounded like, it was just strange to me. Like, it just sounded kind of, like, off. Like, you didn't really know what the notes were, so you kind of guessed and, like, you, like, basically got it, but not fully.
Mm-hmm.
My turn?
Yes, okay. Sorry. I'm, like, dying.
Okay. So, first of all, I like this song a lot. So I started laughing when I heard
don't
what song
trust
it was. Them. It's so funny. I love 303. Anyways, okay. So, which is weird that I like 303. But anyways, so.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very faithful.
It's funny. I don't sing along.
Sure you don't.
I don't.
Okay. Say trust a hoe.
Okay.
She won't do it. Say yeah.
No.
This is so sad. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to pressure you.
Oh, it's getting hot in here. Okay.
Okay, I'll call you close. Oh,
awkward. Okay, Bright Disaster. Hi.
Hi.
You're not Bright Disaster.
How do you know? Maybe I'm Audrey.
Right. Okay. So first of all, my first big note was about the actress coming in and startling me, because I was minding my own business, listening at a normal level, and then all of a sudden there was like actress in my head, and I was like, oh, what happened? What just happened? And then I recovered.
I was just attacked.
Yeah. And then right when I recovered, it was like boyfriend, and I was like, oh. I was starting again. And then I like recovered again. And then your harmonies came in really loud too. So I feel like you had two tracks, and one track was like the volume was raised higher for some reason, just on the whole track, which was my conclusion by this after I got over my heart attacks. Yeah, I agree with the nose plugging note. It did sound like, I don't know, it's hard to explain, because it did sound like your nose was plugged, which is weird. Like,
it sounded like congested more than nasal.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't sound like normal nasal. It was maybe he's sick. I'm not sure. I don't know.
He just wrote, I was looking at his email, but he just wrote, I hope you like my interesting song, Smile Emoticon.
Emoticon.
I did like the interesting song. But also on this song, the reason I like this song is because it's so funny, because it's like so like intense and like, I'm a vegetarian. And he's like a gangster, and like, but it's funny because then he's like, I'm a hoe. I think that's what he's saying.
Oh my god, you totally just said the H.
I said
you said hoe.
Yay, we got Phoebe to say hoe.
So I feel like you didn't really get that like intense attitude down for this song. Like, you kind of tried to do something with it, but it didn't really sound like gangster to me, which I guess it's, you know, you don't have to sound like a gangster on this song. But like, do you know what
I'm saying? Make up your mind.
Okay, let me start over.
Oh gosh.
Boyfriend.
Actress. Oh, okay. Here's what I'm saying. When you got to the my favorite line of the whole song is, I'm a vegetarian and I ain't effing scared of him, because he just said he's got
beef.
That's
what they say?
Yeah. He's like, tell your boyfriend that. If he says he's got beef, that I'm a vegetarian and I ain't effing scared of him.
Does he say effing or does he say fucking?
He says the word.
Faded.
He says fur.
He says fur. Fart? That's what I heard. And I ain't farting scared of you.
Yes. And so, like, that line is so funny because he's like, it's like so intense in the song. Because he's really intense about the fact that he is a vegetarian, so it doesn't matter if you have a beef with him. And like, I feel like you didn't really capture that, like. Does anyone know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
No.
Sleep deprived. You didn't capture the attitude of the song.
Yes! Those words that you just said are what I've been trying to say.
For the past, like, 2 minutes.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bright. This is crazy.
I know. Yes.
Does that, like, make sense? Because that's, like, a big reason why the song is so, like, funny.
Yeah, you
like a good
more,
song.
You wanted more like of that, like, ugh, in your face attitude.
Yeah, and like, I feel like you did try to put like energy into it, but it was like congested energy, like we were talking about. So maybe it was because you were congested. I don't know, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like it wasn't the right attitude for the song. Yes. So I'll stop talking now.
Is that everybody? Did we all go?
Yes.
All right. Good job, Bright Disaster. All right. So are you guys ready to just go right into it?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. First, we had Jinxers. I said yes.
I said yes, too, because I thought he improved a lot from the first audition.
I said yes.
Woohoo, Jinxers, you are going through.
Yay, Jinxers.
Yay.
Autumn, I said yes.
I said yes.
I said yes.
Yay, Autumn. Woo. Beach one, I said maybe.
I also said maybe.
Oh.
But I kind of was leaning. I was leaning towards no because I want him to like. I want him to pick a better song because I feel like this wasn't a good song. So I feel like I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
I think he can pick a better song.
I said no. So now I feel like less evil. but yeah, I feel like you song choice was really your enemy.
Like, you have like a really nice tone and like. And I think, like, you, if you pick the right song, you'd, like, excel really, really well. Like, I think you'd do a really good job. Because I think that you had some good emotion on this, too. So, like, I think if you just pick a song that, like, fits your voice and is, like, meant for your voice, I think that you will do much better. So I really want to hear you pick a new song.
Yeah, maybe not gender bend this early.
Yeah, don't gender bend. Like, pick something that's, like, for a guy. Maybe, like, a baritone. Or like a little bit lower.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you're a tenor. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next was Sea Glass. I said maybe again.
I said maybe leaning towards yes on this one.
Mine was also leaning towards yes. Yeah. Did you have
I said maybe and I didn't put a leaning. So I don't remember.
Okay. Well, I think there's a lot of potential there, so I'll just say yes.
Yeah, I think that she could, like, really, like, I think she'll do fine on this show. I think her audition was, like, a little different, and so I think it was, like, harder for me to judge it, but I think that she, like, sounded really nice on it, and I think she can, like, bring it in the first round, so I think I'll say yes as well.
Okay. Yeah. Good job. I liked that she did something so different, though.
Me too.
So.
I really like that genre. Like,
that's another reason to lean towards yes, I think, because, I like that. I like listening to that genre a lot.
Me too. It's so pretty.
Can't understand it.
Okay, next we have Princess Clary. I said yes.
I said yes.
I wonder what I said. I said yes.
Hey, Princess Clary.
Faded said no.
No. You can't come in.
No British people allowed.
Never. Sorry,
only
never.
Only fake British people like myself. I lived in London for a time.
Lucky.
Like 4 months. So not a very long time, but you know.
I visited London.
Done that. Man, I'm lame. All right. Next was Mr. Kitty.
I said maybe.
Me too. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
It's weird because this one I wasn't leaning. I was actually maybe. Because I think that, like, I really liked her tone, and I think she had, like, I think that, like, she could do really well.
Yeah,
because
I had the note, nice tone and vibrato, but it was just really low.
I think the song choice really threw her off because I think that she picked a weird song to sing a cappella. So I think with a different song, she would sound good and not have that note problem. But then, I wanted a little more. I don't know, because there were things I really liked about this and think, like, oh, she'll totally be fine on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when she wasn't on the very lowest notes, I felt like there was a lot of potential there. I mean, but at the same time, we didn't really get to hear her full potential because she chose such a low song. So, I'm not really sure how far, how much she actually has. I mean, I'm sure she has a lot, but you know what I'm saying? Because we didn't really get to hear her to her full capacity.
Yes, I agree. We didn't.
So, but I'm kind of leaning towards yes on her because I did like her notes that weren't super low. So, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Uh-oh.
I kind of want to hear a different song, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I don't necessarily think that she would have a problem, but at the same time, I I just don't know either, you know?
Yeah, see, that's the thing, because, like, right now we're kind of guessing at how good, like, how much she can really bring, because we didn't really get to hear it.
Yeah.
But I feel like she can bring a lot. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm, like, so conflicted.
But I'm going to go with resubmit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we could benefit from hearing her sing a new song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so please resubmit. We want to hear something a bit higher for you. And last but not least is Bright Disaster. And for this audition, I said no.
I said no. I thought that he slurred too much and that, like, there wasn't enough, like, I don't know, like, there wasn't enough energy. I think she, yeah, I think he could have done better. Somebody wrote she to me in a chat, like, she. And then I said what I read. Sorry, Bright.
I also had no, sorry.
There just wasn't really enough singing for me, personally. You know,
for me, it was kind of a mess, like, with mixing and singing-wise. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't know. Resubmit.
Yay. Yeah, definitely resubmit. Okay. So, tonight we have going through Jinxers, Autumn, Seaglass, Princess Clary, and that's it for tonight. So, Beach One, Mr. Kitty, and Bright Disaster, please resubmit. We're actually going to extend the deadline again to Monday because it's so close to the deadline tomorrow. And also, it's my little sister's birthday, and I forgot. But don't tell her. She doesn't need to know I forgot. So you guys have some more time to get your auditions in and your resubmissions, so work on them. Yay.
Yes. And next week, I'll make more sense.
Hopefully we all will. I'll be over my food poisoning and cold, hopefully. God.
Yes.
Terrible week I'm having. And my glasses broke. No.
Oh, no. You can't even see.
Like a nerd.
Aww. Yeah. Sad. Okay. So we will see people next episode?
Yes.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night, guys.